Welcome to Blank Pages, the podcast, a podcast for people who appreciate the new beginnings of a clean slate, but strive for the courage, willingness, curiosity, and creativity available only on the blank pages of new possibilities. The potential to move beyond, to move forward, where people are willing to make new decisions from a fresh perspective and are ready to write in a much better way. So the world is waiting. And nothing will listen better than a blank piece of paper. So hello and welcome to the show. I'm your host, Tim Pecoraro, and I'm glad that you are with me today as we move into episode 13. And I am continuing on with communication. Last episode was about credibility, like who says something. And this week, I'm really pumped up about this topic because it's not only just who says something, but what is being communicated or being said. So thank you all. I've had some people reach out because I talked about the book. I put a post up, just one post on Instagram about my new kid's book that's coming out, Flit. It's a journey of this little bird named Flit, and I'm just so excited. So Flit Learns to Fly. It's a kid's book. I think it's really cool that my first book that I'll be putting out is a children's book. So pumped up, and I can't wait to have a copy in my hands and out into the world where people can share that with their little loved ones, their little life learners that are up and coming. So this episode, just the communication, what is being communicated? It's what. And I can't emphasize enough that, you know, words carry weight, words have value, or at least they should. We have to get better. We've got to understand that communication is so important. So obviously, who says things, like, people are going to want to know, are you a credible individual? Can I trust you as a source? But then also, when that is trust is extended, what about the information that's being communicated? What are you saying? And so for me, one of the things I'm always trying to do, obviously, I've been using a lot this hashtag, you know, better at being human, just trying to get better. So one of those areas is I want to get better in how I communicate. And we make so many mistakes in our communication. There's so many things we can cover. But I don't want to go and down that road. What I want to do is just get into mindsets or the understanding of the mindset of what is said and what you're saying when you're communicating, that there's worth, there's value. It's very important. And also, I am going to do this, though. I'm going to put together just a little tool that's going to help you improve your communication if you'd like to. Just a simple little step, things that you should always be thinking about on the regular as it relates to being a healthy communicator and an effective communicator. So that will be a resource that you'll be able to find in my, go to Instagram at Tim Pecoraro. You go into the bio section, click on that link, and there'll be something in there that just shows where these useful tools or resources that I have available, where you can get them. So, but let's jump into this topic. So there are three key things that we'll look at as it relates to what is said. And this is just because I spend time as a coach, and one of the things that a good coach will or should be able to do, and I'm always learning once again to get better at being even a coach, is that you want to ask questions, and those powerful questions that you ask should help to uncover things for the individual that you're working with to be able to step into and work on to solve as a problem. You ask very clear and clarifying questions as a coach. That's your job, is to continue to be a student and listen and hear. But then as things are coming forward, you ask the questions. You're asking questions to continue to help those things unfold, to open up. One question leads to two to three to four. Hopefully it just continues to open it up enough to where they're able to gather up the information that they're finding within themselves, that it's now the light switch is there, it clicks on, you know, that latch clicks and things just start moving, traction starts happening, people make different decisions. And so that is a very unscientific way of saying, as a coach, you should ask questions. How does that feel? What's going on? What did you expect? What were you looking for? How did you hope that would turn out? Are there other ways? Like, these are the ways that coaches should learn to work. So anyways, with that in mind, when it comes to the communication process, you know, if you really want to be better or to improve as a communicator, you know, there are things that you must pay attention to. And so to me, where I'm learning and seeing really, really good communicators, people that are just in everyday life, not stars and celebrities and the best keynotes in the world. These are just everyday people. And that I know are very good at communicating at even different education levels. And it's because they communicate with these things in mind. It's a mindset that they have, or these items I'm going to share with you. And it's because they are very mindful of the fact that their words have weight. They can add value. They can take away. They can build. They can destroy. And that's a whole nother thing another day. But the first one, to be a really good communicator, I think it's about preparation. You have to have a mindset to be prepared. Now, there are a lot of conversations that you may not be prepared for. Someone can catch you off guard, right? So, and I get that. And there may be situations that someone says, hey, I need you to go stand in front of a room and let people know. And by the way, this is not really good news that you got to share with all these people, but you've got to be able to communicate. I need you to do it. You got to go do this. Ready, go. And so that's hard. So I can't speak to all of those at this moment, but what I could do is say, when it comes to the things that you know you must do, when it comes to conversations that you need to have, whether it's your boss, whether it's with your kids, your significant other, spouse, whatever is going on in your life, when it comes time to communicate, what's important is, I think, preparation. You've got to think about it. You got to prepare. And in the preparation, I want you to understand that you cannot control everything. You do not have influence over everything, but ultimately you do need to come to a point where you accept, right? So even in communication, that is a very, very real and true thing. So preparation mindset, that's what I want. I want to communicate. I want this mindset of preparation in my communication. So the first thing when it comes to that preparation mindset, or that mindset that just I'm prepared to communicate, is you want to first, when you know you're going to talk, you're looking for what is the possibility. So whatever the situation is, whatever the thing is, what is possible here? Why are you going to have this conversation with someone if you don't feel like something is possible? And so that's the way I look at it. I'm not going to have just conversations just to give somebody a piece of my mind, or just to tell somebody something, just because I believe that words should not be so disposable and throwaway. They should be more important. So what I want to do is I want to show possibility in my communication. What is it I want people to be able to see? What do I want them to be able to like to see? Like, what is visible? What is possible here? Then the next part of that is value. So not only what are the possibilities and what can be seen, but what is the value part of this thing in the communication? In other words, how is this going to add to their life? What do I want them to know? And so, yes, if someone's in error and you're going to them and you want to talk to them and say, hey, look, I want to point this out because it's an error, right? Well, you can point that out, and I think that's great, but what's the possibility? What do you want them to see, and then how can you turn that into a more valuable thing? So you need to sit back and don't just say, well, I just have to have this conversation. I got to bring this correction here. I got to tell this person what they did wrong. You know, that doesn't really speak of value. Once again, that gets back to just disposable. We're just too disposable. Or, well, the justification is, well, I don't have time for that. Well, you also don't have the luxury of time to not have time for it, because you can't continue to not put value, not to show possibilities, to communicate without the possible, letting people, being clear on what you want them to see and showing them what's possible. And then what you want them to know, showing the value, not just what you need them to know, but what's the value of that. If you don't pay attention to that, you're going to spend a whole lot of time. Either if it's at work, you're going to continue to rehire people. You're going to have to hire more and more people. You're going to burn through employees. If it's relationships, you're going to burn through relationships. I mean, there's so many things that if you're not careful, you're going to not like the results. So yes, you don't have time or luxury to ignore them either. So if you want to have a preparation mindset, it's possibilities. You got to have possibilities. Number one, it's possibilities. What do you want them to see? What's possible? Number two, right? It's the value part. What do you want people to know? But then the third part is empowered. So now that you show the possibility and you give them the value, now what's the empowerment part? What do you want them to feel now? Do they feel empowered, ready? Do they feel like you have fueled them to move forward? right? What is, if even if it's a course correcting thing, even if it's a hard conversation around something, because of the way you prepare yourself to communicate the possibility by showing them the value, you empower them to work on that hard and difficult thing. It feels different. It's more, it has value to it again, right? It has possibility. It's hard to deal with those things when, you know, no one likes to hear about ugly stuff, right? But it's there. It's there for all of us. You know, you wake up and listen, here's the thing. You could take a shower before you go to bed. You can, you know, do everything. You wash your face. You do all these things. When you wake up the next day, you're still whatever amount of hours sleep you got. You still shed skin. I mean, that might sound a little gross, but you know, you're sweating. Your body is still doing its function. You're going to wake up. You're going to need to brush your teeth. Right? You're going to have bacteria in your mouth, like all these things. And I know it sounds gross and whatever, but the truth is you're still having to, you know, things go backwards. Nothing is going to remain perfect. You have to feel like I can get up tomorrow and I have toothpaste and I have, you know, in other words, there's a possibility, there's value. I can still fix this. I can move forward. Right? So it's okay. But what do you want them to feel? Do they feel empowered? Does a person feel like this is it? No, you want a person to feel energized. I can do this. It's a new day. I can do this. But then also to have that mindset, if you want them to see what's possible, number one. Number two, you want them to experience that value, you want them to know, this value part, and then this empowerment part, what you want them to feel. That's the third thing. And then that fourth part of it is apply and multiply. What do I want them to actually do with it now? How do I want them to apply this and multiply it, right? Or how do I want us to do it if it's a relationship? However it is, in all of your communication, you want to be able to walk away knowing that this person can take what I've shared and they can actually use this for good, and it can be multiplied for the better, for someone else even. So that's the first part of this communication. It's that preparation mindset. Now, the next part of communication, it's a big one for me. It's being a collaborative individual. So it's not, remember, once again, we talk about credibility. It's who said it. That's a credibility question. But now what's being said? And so I want you to be more mindful, to be a really good communicator. I want you to think about your preparation, but then I want you to also be collaborative in it. I'm encouraging you to understand that all of us are operating from a different point of view, from different, and some people say lived experiences, and there's some people with their life experiences. And however you say it, I don't want to argue with you over those. Those terms are not going to hurt anybody. The fact is that you have an experience. It's yours. And so people need to honor that. And equally so, we need to extend that honor to other people. And so when it comes to a collaboration mindset, here's some characteristics. There are two that I want to point out. The first one is an open or growth mindset. It means that you are not just stuck with just what these limited abilities are and skills, and that you have a personality. And even though that is there, you have the ability through EQ to adapt your emotional intelligence, which can help you to have a growth mindset, which gives you an open mindset. But then it's not just an open mindset, but it's also an options mindset to really be collaborative in your communication. And if you want to be a good communicator, you're going to have to be open, hearing other points of view. But then even in the other points of view, that there could be other options with it. And that's when we really can get into collaboration. And we can really share with people, even when they're not like us. Because it goes back to something I tell people. We fight way too much as people over our belief systems. And it's true that behavior follows belief. So, and so people behave certain ways based on beliefs. Okay, great. But when I want to work together with some people, yes, alignment, belief alignment is very, very, you know, it can make or break things. But when I bring people in that are very different than me, and let's just say it's around the need to help people maybe get out of poverty, or to help people who are insecure, people like myself who are multi-ethnic, multi-racial, okay? I'm very I'd say I'm ethnically ambiguous, but when you want to help people who are very, very different or in a different spot or in a place where, you know, they're not like you, you can't get in there and argue with them over their belief systems. What you have to do is come in and find out what they value. So if I want to work with different people on helping people like myself learn to show up in the room and own who they are and learn to walk in that confidence and how to walk into a room understanding that they are what's missing and necessary, if I want to help those folks, what I have to do, and then I want to bring other people around that are different, come from different walks of life and everything, to join together in a united front to help those folks, what we need to do is find out what we value about them. Now, of course, values come out of the beliefs, but beliefs can get so granular that we end up fighting and arguing. So what I'd prefer to do is have an open mindset with an options mindset, especially when it comes to collaborating with people, so that I can do it better. And what's a good way for you also to collaborate? Let me give you this. It's always be willing to ask and also answer questions to move things forward and do them very honestly. Because the questions part, like I talked about coaching, remember, your question should consider what's in the past, right? What's the patterns or the history? Your question should be considerate of the present. What are the current conditions, right? What are the results up till now? What's the state of being right now? And then also your question should be futuristic. What do you want to make better? What are you trying to improve upon? What connections need to be built? So in your collaborations, in that collaborative mindset, the open mindset with the options mindset, asking and answering questions with the considerations of the past, which is your patterns in history, the present, conditions that you're currently in, and the future. What do you want to do better? Right? What's better? Right? And then to wrap this up, it's what is the, what's in, what's the content of your message? What's the, you know, and we talked about credibility, that's the other part. So it's not just who says it. You know, are you competent? But when you now start speaking this information, that's content now. Like right now, I'm on this podcast, right? So in what I'm speaking, my goal is to hopefully present something, a content mindset, and it demonstrates simple things like this, that I'm somewhat knowledgeable, hopefully, that I am, that's number one, the knowledge part, that you're a student, you learn, you have knowledge. But then the next part is taking that knowledge and then demonstrating that you have some understanding how pieces fit. That's a very important part for people to walk with us and to even trust us. Even our credibility is built here, right? In this content and understanding that we have knowledge, but we also need this understanding. But then also wisdom. These are the other parts of the content. What are the things that you have that are wisdom? So ultimately, things that your wisdom will demonstrate your knowledge and your understanding. So when people say, wow, that is a wise thing. That person is operating with wisdom. That now, it's very easy to understand that a person is a knowledgeable individual that has applied understanding with their learning, right? And now they ultimately are doing things and there's wisdom that has been produced. Wisdom needs a tool to work with, and that is understanding, right? So knowledge, one, two, understanding, three, wisdom. So with that in mind, I want to give you a simple exercise, and this is how we're going to wrap up. If you could have say, you know, Tim, I want to be better at what is said. I want to be better at what I say. I want to be a person that literally comes in. I'm prepared and I want to collaborate with people, but now it's that content part. I want to know that I have something there that is valuable, that can be multiplied, that a person would feel empowered with, that they would see possibilities. Well, here's what I would tell you to do. So what are you knowledgeable about? So here's what you're going to do. I want you to find between 5 to 6, 7, whatever, 8 things. Let's just pick anywhere between 5 to 8 things, all right, where there are subjects that you feel like you're either knowledgeable in, you're knowledgeable and you have some pretty solid understanding in, or and maybe there's wisdom. So it could be like, hey, yeah, I have all 3 in 1. So if you write them all out, so here's an example. You have 5 blank spaces. And then number 1 would be knowledge, 2 would be understanding, 3 would be wisdom. So you write down in those blank spaces a subject or something that you know that you are pretty knowledgeable about. That would be a one. You write the subject and then the number one next to it. Maybe you're knowledgeable and you have some understanding. So that would be the subject, and then you put a number two with it, right? Because if you, or you know, one and two, maybe you have knowledge and you have understanding. And then maybe you have one that's three, is put three down, right? Because it has understanding and knowledge, which is wisdom. You have all three in that one. So pick a subject or a topic and then give it a number. So now if you have knowledge in a topic, right, that's a subject that you want to be better at and being useful and helpful and showing possibilities and things like that, you write down what that subject is, you look at that number. So let's just say it's just knowledge, and let's just say it's around helping people, I don't know, improve their belief system, whatever. So if that's what your topic is, grab that one. That's a big one, right? So you're reading about it and you're knowledgeable about it. Now you want to get into the understanding part. So you need to say, okay, I need to get that lifted up. If I want to be a person who can speak around that intelligibly, be competent in it as a credible person, right? I want to be able to go a little deeper into it and not just be knowledgeable, but then demonstrate the understanding. You do that over time and ultimately wisdom shows up with it. And now you're able to multiply that thing, okay? So that's what you're looking at. Maybe it's better at being a better parent, right? So maybe you're knowledgeable and you're starting to get better at the understanding, but you really want to get the wisdom of your parenting up, right? These are just little tools that you can put to work. And not only are they things that you can work on to do, but they're ways that you can also communicate to add value and to help others. So you build your credibility by putting yourself in it, by you going first, you making changes. So that way, when who says it is you, what is being said, the content, not only is it credible because it's coming from you, a person who is a product of their product or who does what they are actually sharing, it will also demonstrate your knowledge, your understanding, and your wisdom. It's that simple. So take that and put that to work around a subject. Also apply the same technique to what do I want to, you know, just I'll work on for myself, right? In order to get my knowledge up or my understanding. So you might have to set some other things. I need to get better with content to get more knowledgeable. So how do you do that? Well, maybe I need to get out of my comfort zone and go sit with some people who, you know, go to some workshops or maybe listen to some things online and get myself immersed into something that's going to be disruptive a little bit to my daily activities of mediocrity or the sameness or less than where I want to be, that makes it to where I don't really have anything to talk about of value. We all have valuable things. We all, everything, listen, each one of us are uniquely qualified to share amazing things in life with others and to help others because of our lives and who we are. Take that to heart. What is said? It's a preparation thing. It's a mindset of preparation. It's a mindset of collaboration. It's a mindset of really having that content, that knowledge, that understanding, and that wisdom. Take some time and work on this and get better. Just get better at this communication thing. Listen, if you're not sure about what was the first episode on credibility, we'll go back one episode before this one and listen to episode 12 around who says it, around communication. Who said it? It's a credibility question. And that's going to help you with this one. We're going to continue on with these for a couple more. And I'm just so grateful that you take the time to listen in. I hope that I can add value to your life. I hope that I can encourage you. I hope I can speak inspirationally to your aspirations even. And as you learn and as you grow, please don't hesitate to share your results. Send me a message, post, tag me at Tim Pecoraro on Instagram. And keep getting better at being human. We can do this. And your words matter. And they're all of you, everybody, their words matter. Now, they're important. Now, we may misuse our words. We may misdirect our words. But a person who really wants more and better out of life and relationship with other people will take these types of things to heart that I'm sharing right now just to be in everyday life a better communicator. That will, while all the world is you know, running on whether it's news and trying to direct people into whatever direction they want them to go, this is the life we can live down in underneath all that noise and just do this in a better way. We can do it. We have the ability in us. Don't miss the moment. Don't miss the opportunity. Work on it. Invite other people into it. And be the message. Be that incredible message that I know that you can be. I want to thank you again for listening to this episode, and I look forward to the next time. Until then, we'll talk soon.